We are beginning, though, this hour with the market action today. We have seen the losses accelerate in the session with the Dow now off about 1.8% here. The tech names also falling quickly here with the NASDAQ down about 270 points. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery, as always, tracking the market action for us. And Jared, we've seen a number of headlines that have spooked the investors. There's what's happening on the COVID front, but also what we've seen play out of D.C. with Goldman Sachs lowering its growth forecast.
That's right. And all of this on top of the Build Back Better plan looking like it's shelved for a while, possibly through the midterm elections. And a lot of factors weigh on the market. And let's go to the Wi-Fi Interactive. I have a 3-month chart of the S&P 500 here. I was just taking a look a few minutes ago at the intraday price action, but I want to broaden this out and just kind of give some context. Now, we have a fairly volatile December so far. Usually, we don't see elevated volatility in December, but there are exceptions. If you were remember, it was only 3 years ago when we had the Federal Reserve raising interest rates in December. That capped a maelstrom of a fourth quarter, which really nearly turned into a bear market. So when things don't go well for Santa Claus, guess what? They tend not to go well for the market. Doesn't mean that we don't get a Santa Claus rally, because that would actually start at the end of the week. We take the Thursday close, Friday's a holiday, take the last 5 days of the year, the first three of the new year, and all of that is the typical Santa Claus rally. But right now, the market's signaling a little bit of a warning sign here. So let's take a quick look at the 5-year T-note yield. That is down 5 basis points here. 10-year T-note yield down 2 basis points. 30-year, that is up just a fraction of 1 basis point. Put all this together, we have a steepening of the yield curve, but broadly lower yields, especially at the front end of the curve. Take a look at the dollar here. Dollar reversing a little bit off of those highs that it's just coming off of only yesterday. So we do kind of like that favorability with respect to the price action. But take a look at what's going on with crude oil futures here. They are down 5%. Haven't seen a big down day like this since, I think, this one right here. That was a big Omicron scare initially, I believe, on a Monday, but haven't seen that kind of price action in a while. Looks like we want to test the bottom end here, maybe $63, potentially $61. So let me just bring your attention to something that's happening over in Europe. I think this is an important story, so I'm going to put it on our radar. And this comes from Jim Bianco of Bianco Research. What is the biggest story that no one is talking about? It might be that natural gas is not flowing from Russia to Europe. And that is considerable, because Europeans are paying record prices for gas and heating costs in a lot of those member countries. So I want to take a quick look at some of our heat maps here. Not really looking good here. This is the banking sector, one of the underperformers of the day. But you take a look at the NASDAQ, a lot of underperformers here too, guys. Akiko.
Okay, Jared Blickery, thanks so much for that. We're going to be checking in with you throughout the show.